I'm Santana Maynard. Thank you so much for watching. I am an actor and content creator, and you can follow me on all my socials. Just look up Santana Maynard.
Welcome back, everyone, to another incredible episode of Chat with Dan. For today, we have on the show the incredible, the amazing, the badass, the superstar, the legendary Santana. Santana, how are you today?
Wow, thank you so much. I wish I had one of you just wandering around following me and giving me compliments every day like that. That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what better way to have an incredible day than to be chatting with someone as badass as you? You know what I mean?
Oh, you're so sweet. I'm super excited to be here. I'm honored, in fact. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah, thank you so much for making this happen. Now, before we start, I do want to thank those who are tuning in. Thank you so much. Now, also on the description below, you're going to find all of Santana's social media. Let's make her viral. Hashtag Team Santana. She's incredible. And we're about to find out why. So without further ado, let's jump in. And yeah, let me just start this conversation by throwing out this question, which is, what drew you into acting? Like, was there like in a specific moment in time that you were like, you know what, this is going to be my passion?
So since I was a small child, I loved being like, you know, playing characters by my, I was actually homeschooled, mind you. So that unleashed a creative side to me that where I had to kind of entertain myself. So I enjoyed pretending and making up characters even back then. But I didn't realize I wanted to be an actor. I just knew I enjoyed the concept without even realizing it yet. Back then, I actually was encouraged by my family to be a singer, which honestly, acting and singing kind of go hand in hand a little bit. So I got into singing first professionally at 9 years old. Mm-hmm. And as I grew, as I built a following around that, I decided to kind of pursue more of acting, which I found for me, I felt a little more passionate about.
Okay.
It was just a little bit more fun for me to do.
Okay, that's incredible. And tell me how you continue to challenge yourself and at the same time grow as an actor.
I think even the most popular actors today are probably, yeah, they're challenging themselves every day, taking classes, because you're constantly growing and learning. And I don't think that ever stops, really, in anything that you do. So for me, I'm taking acting classes, improv, and it's so much fun, honestly. So anything I can do to help me master the craft, so to speak, I am all in for it.
There you go. All right. And focusing a little bit on into the whole, you know, character creation process, tell me, how do you approach into getting into the whole mindset of a character? Do you have like any specific, I don't know, techniques or rituals, you know, like something to kind of set your mind before starting the whole journey?
So I'm sure this is different for every person, but for me, memorizing the script, getting that out of the way first is key for me. And once I memorize everything, then I can dive into what persona is this, what are they looking for, and what can I bring to the table? Because you are bringing your, it's like you're playing a character, but you're playing a character how you would play them. It makes it totally unique to you. So that's what I do. I try to think, how would I actually genuinely react to this? And I, you know, imagine it in my head. And then I kind of contort that a little bit to maybe what they're looking more for. Like maybe the character's more aggressive than I naturally am. So then that's the, you know, acting part that I bring to the table. But I still keep part of me involved.
Yeah. And I think that's the, yeah, like the great thing about creating a character, that there is no specific manual. I mean, I've said this several times, the fact that it gives you the opportunity if you're starting out to be like more relaxed on the fact that you, that this process of creating a character is something that you need to work on your own. Yes, you can use techniques from several other actors here and there, but at the end, it needs to be your own process. You know, it needs to be you, not others. You know what I mean? So
exactly. Yes. And everyone has their own techniques.
Yeah. Yeah. And tell me, is there a particular genre or type of character that you haven't portrayed yet, but you would love to explore it in the future?
I'm getting a lot more into drama. Like, okay. I've always been into comedy. I do a lot of comedic. A lot of comedic skits, you
Yeah.
know. I've had several like videos go viral that I do, just funny little silly stuff on TikTok or, you know, Facebook, Instagram, things like that, my socials. I'm always doing comedy, but I'm really getting into the more drama side of things.
Okay, that sounds exciting. I like that. And tell me, is there, yeah, have you ever had a role that made a significant impact on you personally? And if it did, how it did affect you?
So I wish I could talk about this more right now, but it's actually an upcoming role.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, exactly. So
I know
just
what you mean.
Stay tuned. And I'll be able to talk more like once things kind of, I haven't really been able to talk a lot about anything with, you know, the strike and everything.
Yeah, of course.
Now. But, you know, big things are, I really think things are going to work out with the strike.
Absolutely.
And, we should have another, you know, session afterwards too.
No, absolutely. And you know, I have speak a little bit about the whole like strike thing going on. And yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a fair treatment that, you know, actors, writers want, which is totally understandable. And yeah, I do hope that at some point, everything can get solved and we manage to continue moving forward. Because yeah, so.
I'm an optimist, so I see it working out, but you know, it's taking a lot of work from a lot
Absolutely.
of people. So yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, right? But anyway, moving forward here, tell me like how you handle like the whole expectations when that comes when you are about to play a character. I mean, it happens, right? So how you stay your mind in a kind of a relaxed way to avoid getting stressed about this situation, let's say.
You mean how do I like stay in character if
no,
I'm
like a, or like how you stay calm, you know, of avoiding of having to handle the pressure and the expectations when you're about to perform?
I think it's so much fun. I am so numb to criticisms. Like I take criticisms as a positive thing.
Okay.
I cannot learn and grow unless someone can tell me the hard truth of what I am doing wrong. The worst thing I think is to be surrounded by yes people. And I know like friends and family don't want to hurt your feelings, but you need to be honest with people. So for me, I'm going in and I'm my friends like to think I'm happy-go-lucky, you know, all the time. I can be serious, right? I take my acting very seriously. But when I go into it, it's just fun for me. And if I'm not meeting expectations, I want to be told. So that doesn't put me off at all. That doesn't make me like, oh crap, oh no, I'm not doing it. Honestly, I think those feelings come up during auditions. I hate self-taping because I'm my worst self-critic and I can't get out of my own head. And self-taping, I feel like I'm better in front of the directors and I can kind of get a read on what they're wanting right then and there. But when it comes to self-taping at home, and then I'm just overthinking it and redoing it over and over, and I'm like,
yeah,
that's what frustrates me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you tend to focus on details that once you think about, no one is gonna notice. You know, no one is gonna actually like care about it. I mean, it happens to me that every now and then, whenever I'm like editing something or planning something, I tend to make it as perfect as possible, but you tend to discover that there is no such thing as perfect. You know, there's going to be some details here and there, and it's better if you just let them go. You know, of course, if they are like minor details, you know what I mean? Like, you know, things like basically no one is actually going to care but you. But yeah, at the end, I do think that our worst critic is ourselves, and we tend to be really harsh at the same time, you know? So,
yes.
Now, what do you enjoy the most about the whole process of bringing a character to life?
I like the idea that I'm sort of in a whole new reality and I'm experiencing something I've never experienced before in my reality. So it's just, I like going outside the box, I guess, sort of speak, you know, I love our reality. I love, you know, my life, my friends and family and everything, but being able to play a character, it's a whole new world, a whole new adventure. And it's really fun. It's like playing different lives.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, you get the chance to be anything, you know, we're talking, I mean, the sky is the limit. I mean, you can be from superhero to alien to cop to, I mean, you name it basically.
Exactly. It's honestly why I love cosplaying. I do a lot of cosplay. I go to conventions and
Okay.
host and dress up and just honestly, that's more just for fun for me because I like dressing up and it's just a great time. It really helps you unleash your inner child. I really think that's important.
Yeah, that is one of the things that I was going to say, that it's really important to keep in touch with our inner child. I mean, of course, that there's a moment in which we grow up, you know, things. I mean, being adult, it tends to be difficult, you know, with payments and jobs and blah blah blah, like all of that stuff. But it's, you know, it's understandable, and it's needed for you to be in contact with your inner child here and there, and not to let go of those things that back then were important to you. You know, otherwise you will. I do think that if you start to lose your inner child, you start to become more into like a robot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's harder to bring out those more exaggerated emotions maybe you need for a scene because
Totally.
people are afraid to look a certain way, you know, maybe they feel silly doing it, and that will limit you as an actor.
Yeah, and also the critics, right? Like what if people what if people don't like this, you know, or things like
But
that.
see,
So
even the I, you, there's no even a perfect person is going to have critics. There's just no way around that. That's why I'm numb to
yeah, no,
that.
yeah, but I mean, you can't please everyone. It's
No,
inevitable, right? So
impossible.
yeah, I mean, you can't do that. So it's better if you just focus on the good things, and the
Yeah.
bad things are just part of the whole experience, you know? So yeah, I love that. Now, how you continue to challenge yourself as an actor.
I think that goes back to kind of what we touched on earlier, taking classes. You know, practicing with friends, having good readers when you're doing an audition is very important. Yeah, so the I'm actually going to LA Connection right now for improv. It's a lot of fun
Okay.
and it helps me practice listening. You know, what's really key about being an actor is actually listening to your person that you're you know, actually interacting with and then reacting to that, like genuinely, instead of just re thinking about the lines and then saying the lines how you think they should be, you have to actually react to the person that you're with.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, I love that. Now, you know what? Let's say that one day I call you and I tell you that I want to become an actor or singer, or maybe both. Why not? Now, here's the thing. I have zero experience, right? So based on what you know and what you have been through, what do you think it would be important for me to know before jumping in into this whole new experience?
I think it truly matters how much it means to you.
Okay.
I mean, you have to be willing to be homeless, I think, to pursue
Okay.
acting, anything in entertainment, because it's the one job that I believe you hear no and criticisms with the most. And what sane person keeps going when they hear no every single day with every audition you do and everything you put out there for the whole world to see, you have to have really thick skin. You have to really, really want it. And if you can imagine, if you literally cannot imagine yourself doing anything else, no matter what, then you can be an actor. You can be a singer. That's how I see it because I think there's actually like a statistic on how many people move out to like LA to pursue entertainment or something. And like what? Like most of them end up going back after like 5 years, right? Because it's so much harder than people think it is. I mean, you have the stories of people just getting picked up right away, but that's so the exception, you know, not the norm. And it's difficult. It really is. It's just persistence is key.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, yeah, it's
So
true. Like
persistent.
whenever you will see someone, right, on a new film or TV show, and then nobody knows, and then people will say like, "Oh, success overnight." But then once you start to check on
There's no success overnight. Exactly. Yeah.
that was what I was gonna tell you, that once you check this person's work, you're gonna see that he or she has been acting for what, 10, 15, 20 years,
Yeah.
you know, and you're like,
You don't get to
okay.
see all that. You just see it when it goes mainstream media, like boom, someone blows up and you're like, where'd they come from? Wow.
Yeah.
Success overnight. I wish it was that easy.
Yeah, I wish that too. Yeah, so yeah, okay. I'll take that. I tell you what, if I ever become a singer or an actor, or even I start doing cosplay, why not? Once I receive an award for something, I'll be mentioning you in my thank you speech.
Aw, that's too sweet.
Okay, you can count on it. Now, tell me, what has been your most important lesson you have learned throughout your whole career so far?
Never give up.
There you go.
Yeah. If you want it bad enough, just don't give up, because you can't fail if you never give up. You
Yeah.
just keep going.
Yeah, the other day I was checking this interview that they did to, I think it was Seth Rogen. I think he was. And he was saying that if you don't quit, you might make it. But if you quit, you're never gonna make it.
Exactly. That's why I say you have to literally be willing to give up everything to keep pursuing it, because, unless you're fortunate to have some kind of support system, maybe out, because I think it is important to live in the cities like LA or New York, where you can network. Networking is so important in the industry, and I feel like no one really talks about that. But networking, I truly believe, is just as important as just, doing auditions every day. That you need to be doing that just as much as well, because people want to, once you get your name out there enough, then people are going to want to take more chances with you. Because think about it, directors, people are going to want to work with people that already have reputations, so they know they can, trust them, know that they're good to work with, they're not taking any risks. No one wants to take risks. So you have to minimize that as much as possible.
And what do you think is the biggest misconception people have about actors?
That it's easy. Like people, oh my God, there's so many people, especially from like small hometowns. Like I'm originally from West Virginia, the woods of West Virginia, very small country town.
Okay.
And I have family that think I'm just goofing off, like, it's not a real job. That's stupid. They don't understand, like, it is an art, it is hard.
Yeah.
And emotional, because you have to tap into emotion, especially for like dramatic scenes. Like, if you're, crying, you have to think about things that bring that out in you. It's so much harder, and it's so much hustle. There is no 9 to 5. You have to, you're working constantly every day to put yourself out there and to make sure you have another job coming to you.
Yeah. I find that it that funny but interesting, because perhaps people haven't realized that. But when they think about acting, singing, right, they always tell you like, oh, it's super hard, you're gonna be homeless, blah blah blah, all of that, right? But
Yeah.
for example, for acting, you will go to auditions, right, to get the opportunity to be on a project. If you think about it, it's like going to a job interview, right? You will go to several auditions, you will go to several job interviews. You will get rejected a lot of times in job interviews,
Yes.
and you will get rejected a lot of times in auditions too. So I wonder why people still think that, oh, that is super hard, that when you put it in perspective, everything is basically hard. I mean, I've seen people with
Yeah.
multiple degrees and even a master, and like really, 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 really educated, and they just can't get a job. And I've seen people with 0 degrees and they managed to get a good job. So, you know what I mean? Like,
It's just things that line up the right time,
exactly.
right place. You just have to keep going, because for some people it doesn't line up as easily for whatever reason, right? Maybe the universe is challenging you. I don't know. But it's just, you have to keep going if that's what you really want to do.
Yeah.
You'll find a way.
Yeah.
Things always, yeah.
No, absolutely. I mean, you find a way. Things. I do think that everything happens for a reason, and I do think, and I also think that we all come to this world for something. But of course, it's up to us to discover what is that something. And once you find it, go for it, right? Because I mean, it's easy for just to dream about whatever you want. But time is the most valuable thing we have, and why wasting it or something that you don't like? Perhaps yes, you're taking a job to kind of pay stuff that you don't like in order to sustain your
And that's
passions.
okay.
Yeah, that's
I most
understandable.
actors, especially if they're moving out to LA, which is like insanely expensive place
Yeah.
to be, you have to have like a side job. Just try to get one that's flexible so that you can, you know, go to your auditions, you can practice what you actually want to do. I think it's very important to always have like a side thing ready to help you if you need it. Because that's actually kind of what I do. I am also a streamer. So I stream a lot. I do host work for a lot of big conventions. I do a lot of different things in the entertainment industry to keep me going so that I can continue to do auditions and land the dream job that I actually want, which is to be in a, you know, big feature film, maybe in the Marvel universe, you know,
That'd be
something like
cool.
that. That would be amazing. So I'm always looking for work, but I try to keep it in the entertainment, like keep it in that
Yeah,
subject
on the
matter.
same field, let's say.
Yeah, the same field, but not everyone has the opportunity to do that, which is okay as well.
Yeah, like my point here was that if you do that, that's fine. I mean, that's logic. We all do that. But it's important to make sure that you are doing it for the big picture later on, right? Which is your dreams, passions, which I do think that that is like the most precious thing, and we all are good at something, but you need to discover. So now, if you could give one word to describe the feeling that you have when you either step on stage or in front of a camera, which word would it be?
Excited, happy, fun. I'm sorry, it's multiple words.
Yeah, of course. That's amazing. That's amazing. What about if your life were a sitcom? Check this out. What would be the title?
God.
And who would play the fictional version of yourself?
It would be kind of ratchet, to be honest. Like,
Okay.
especially like, well, my upbringing is just there's so much. It's so weird. Because I started out a singer. I was homeschooled. I went to Marshall University at 13 years old. I got 3 degrees, a minor. I ended up going to LA acting. Like, I'm just all over the place. So it would be a very bizarre, I think.
Okay.
Movie, but I'll tell you who I would love to have play me, Jennifer Lawrence. I love her as an actor and a person so much. So that would be my personal preference.
There you go. Who knows? You know, maybe at some point we're gonna make that happen. That'll be cool. I love that. Now, what about, let's say that they're gonna make a film in which all of the characters you have played at the moment, all of them, they're gonna gather to celebrate your birthday. But here's the thing, that film needs a name. How should we call it?
Wait, I'm sorry. Say it one more time. What's the question?
Right. No, no problem. So let's say that they're gonna make a film in
Okay.
which all of the characters you have played at the moment, they're gonna gather to
Oh, okay.
celebrate your birthday.
Okay.
But as I said, well, we need a title. So what will be the title for this film?
Chaotic Mayhem.
Okay, I'll take it. That sounds fun. What about describing your whole career, but you know what, this time on a drink?
As a drink,
A drink that would fit perfectly your career, that once you try it, you're like, this is how it feels.
whiskey sour.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. And I wonder what would be the title of that is I mean, I understand that it's a whiskey sour, but let's put a name to it. What will be the name of that drink? Let's say I go to a bar and I
Oh,
want to order your drink.
Hannah Banana.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'll take that too. Not a problem.
Random, honestly, randomosity.
Okay. All
I
right.
feel like my life is full of random coincidences.
But that's fun, you know, makes life more entertaining. You have a lot of cool stories here and there, so, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
There you go. Now, what about, like, what motivates you? You know, we all have those days that we just want to quit, right? It's inevitable, happens to all of us. So how you
Yeah.
manage to stay positive, but most important, to stay focused on the big prize, let's say.
When I start to feel that way, I tend to distract myself. Like give myself a break, you know, watch something I really enjoy, go outside, get active. I think being active is very helpful for moments like that because we're cooped up a lot. Content creators like myself, entertainers, actors, you know, I feel like we're inside a lot because, especially content creators, because we're making content, we're coming up with ideas, we're in front of a computer screen or our phones all the time, we're looking for more ideas. So we're inside a lot, and that in itself can make depression and unmotivation happen on you without you even realizing it. So I love going hiking. I love being outdoors, riding my horse, going just every, you know, being active outside, using my whole body. That is important. I love to travel. So doing anything else, like, I, you know, that's just my body telling me, bro, you got to chill out. This is too much. Too much of anything is bad for you. Okay. I don't care how much you love something you're doing. Too much of it is bad. You can literally kill yourself drinking water, too much water.
Mm-hmm,
you see that, right? You're like, hold your wee for a wee. Yeah. That's a, do you remember that?
Mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
poor lady, like ridiculous. Yeah.
You know, one time I was on the soccer team. That was like years ago. And they were keeping us in a certain weight. So we needed to drink a lot of water. And one time I drank that much water that I ended up throwing up that water because it was just too much.
Yeah.
You know?
See, that's too much of anything
yeah,
is
bad. That's when that was like the perfect lesson for me to be like, you know what? Even water can be bad. So take it easy. So take it easy every now and then.
Life is all about finding that happy medium.
There you go. Love it. And my last question. If we would make, let's say that one day we're going to make a film out of the episode we just did right now, out of this conversation.
From this conversation?
Mm-hmm.
We make a film from this conversation, okay?
Yes, but we need a title.
Oh.
So how should we call it?
Wait a minute. Hopes and Dreams.
Hopes and Dreams. I'll take it. I mean, that's going to be the title for this episode, so.
Aw, lovely.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good title. Interesting. And you know what? At the end, what can I say, Santana? I mean, you're killing it here. It's incredible what you're doing. The fact that you are getting yourself involved into a lot of things. I mean, that's badass because I know that it's not easy. And I know that it's gonna be moments in which you're like, I just wanna find a cabin in the woods and stay there for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? But the fact that you're doing it, you keep pursuing your dreams and passions. I mean, that's pretty hardcore. I mean, not everyone would dare to do that. And the fact that you're getting results, I mean, that's also the proof that some people might be looking to be like, if he's making it happen, I could do it too. And that's incredible. So,
thank you. I appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. I also want to thank those who tuned into this episode. Thank you so much. Now, on the description below, as I said in the beginning, you're gonna find all of Santana's social media. Let's make her viral. Hashtag Team Santana. Now we found. Yeah, I mean, now we know why she's a total badass. And again, Santana, keep killing it. But most important, keep shining because you are definitely making a world a better place, and that's incredible. And I'll see you in the next one.
Thank you. Thank you, all everyone. Right.